beautiful people. How are you? I hope you're doing well. I hope your day is going somewhat okay. And if it's not, remember, attract the energy that you want to see today. Attract energy of beautifulness, of success, of happiness, you know. Say to yourself, I attract this in my life and this is what I want to see in my life. And everything will change, okay? Anyway, if you're not yet following this daily podcast, please do. I'm going to be sending you daily voice notes every single day. Please do subscribe. You know, leave a comment. It helps the podcast to grow. Honestly, it does. The difference it makes just for you to rate it or leave a comment, it does so much, because then the podcast is pushed out and it's kind of like, okay, people want to listen to this, and you know what, it's doing good and so many people, you know, we'll get to listen to this. But, you know, please just kind of just throw that in before we start, because it shows about 80% of you are listening but are not, you know, subscribed or have not left a comment. Anyway, on today's very daily voice note, I want to ask you a question. Why are you letting them control you? Why? The thing is that we always blame other people for what we are, for what they're doing to us or what is happening. But we forget that we have the power to let them control us. You're letting them control your mood, how you are, how you should feel, what you should do, because you have given them the power. You can't keep giving people power over your life and blaming yourself or blaming them for what is happening. Where you place your energy is so important. Going about and saying, you know what, I'm going to tell these people how I think, I'm going to let them know about this and that, honestly, it doesn't help. Where you place your energy is the same energy you pick up. When you place your energy in unnecessary places or with unnecessary people, that's the energy that you pick up as well. And that energy controls you. For example, someone has done something to you and it's very upsetting. Okay. And then you say, I'm going to let them know how I feel. They can never do this. You know, how dare they do that? When you give them that kind of energy and you portray how you feel, you pick up that energy as well. You go about your day saying, yes, I said this to them. Even in your mind, you're thinking you should have said a bit more, because that's the energy you're running with the whole day. Can you imagine that? Yeah. So what I'm trying to say to you is that try not to let people control your mood by telling you what they think about you, their opinion of you, how you should dress, how you should talk, how you should behave. They control every narrative. And guess what? Do you know the way they control this is because you overshare with them. You tell them every single detail, hoping that you're building this kind of connection, thinking that you're building this kind of friendship. But let me tell you some such a thing. Sorry for that stammer. Human interaction, as human beings, by nature, we are built to have conversations and build connections. As you're building a connection with this person, that person is trying to build a connection with someone else, and you could be the story of that connection. Yeah? So oversharing your information with other people, you're giving them control. You can say information without oversharing information. Okay? Someone can ask you, how is your relationship going with John? You can tell them, oh yeah, the relationship is going okay. We have our bad days, we have our good days, but we're working on it. You have shared. This is oversharing. Okay, John, absolutely. Oh my God, he's nice, but sometimes he's very annoying. You know, he has this thing whereby he just sits there and he just does nothing. You know, he can be very lazy. He's talking to all these girls. You know what? It's really annoying. Even in sex, he's not that great. He doesn't do things in a great way. I just don't know, but I'm just tolerating him for the sake of it. We'll see where it goes. Now, that is oversharing. And that information is power that you have given to someone else that is going to be something they control over you. People just don't control you out of the blue. It's because you're letting them. And the way that you're letting them is by you're giving them something here and there that is allowing them to do that to you. You have the power in which you say, I'm not saying don't talk, don't communicate, but know what to say and when not to say something or how to say something. It's very important. It's the power that you can have within yourself. Okay? So don't let them control you. Don't let them control how you feel or what you do or who you're giving your energy. Choose who you're giving your energy. Choose who should be in your circle, who you should ring today and who you should not ring today. Not everything you see requires a reaction. Sometimes your reaction is just the silence you can give. Your reaction is just the quietness within yourself that you can give. Don't rush it, you know, to reply or to say something or to make them know how you feel. No, because you're giving them power to control you. I always say silence is your greatest power. Once a glass is broken, you can't pick it up and fix it. It's broken because of how it shattered. Once something is said out there, it is said out there, you can't take it back. You see tweets going about that people have done 10 years ago and now that they're famous, the tweets come back. They can't say it back. They'll judge them upon the tweet. They'll not judge them upon the age and the situation they were in at that time when they were saying that tweet. No, they'll judge them upon exactly what that tweet is. The other circumstances around it will not matter. Okay? So it's very careful how you say things. You have to be very careful how you portray things and who you say things to and who you allow in to control you and take your energy away. Some people don't deserve your energy. Some people don't deserve your presence. They don't deserve even just a tick, a handshake, a reply. Some people just don't deserve it. But you replying back to them, you're just giving them this power or this kind of way to be around you. They don't deserve that kind of thing around you, okay? Your energy matters. The people that surround you matter. The people you share information with matter. Don't let him in the relationship tell you that you're not good enough. You're not wife material. Or, you know, let's just go with the flow. No. No, no, no. If he doesn't send you a text message, so be it. If he doesn't check up on you, so be it. You know, if he doesn't feel like he wants to be there for you, so be it. Go, the way you found him is the way you leave him and you find the next one. Okay? Don't place your energy on trying to figure out and dissect things and go into deep things and stuff like that. No, you're worth more than that. And don't allow that energy control you. Okay? Anyways, I'm going to end this podcast here and I'm going to give you some practical tips. When you find yourself trying to overshare, stop. When you find that you're giving information that is very critical that you shouldn't, just stop. Okay? When you find yourself that you're very dependent on a text message changing your mood or making your mood better, then check and say, why am I allowing this? Okay. When you find yourself that you need a couple of friends or this and that to function or to do things, check. Okay. And try to kind of hold back a bit. Find solitude in yourself. You know, being with yourself allows you sometimes to know yourself a bit more. Okay. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Tomorrow, we'll have another voice note. But as of today, I'm going to end it here and say, I hope you have a very wonderful, beautiful day today. I hope this voice note puts a smile on your face, gives you control, takes your control back. Okay? Do not forget to leave a rating. Whether you listen to this on Spotify or Apple or Google Podcast or Podcasters, whichever way. I really hope that it reaches you well. And you leave that kind of rating. Okay? I'm waiting on that. Anyways, have a lovely day and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye.